Once upon a time, in a world with faith and fairness, there was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. It is Southland Conference basketball time, and we have got complete coverage as we take a look ahead at the Sam Houston State men and women's hoops teams as they head down to the Merrill Center in Katy. For the Bearcat men, they will face the winner of Northwestern State and Texas A&M Corpus Christi, while the women have the winner of New Orleans and Southeastern Louisiana. Both squads got the number 4 seed down in Katy, and we'll visit with both head coaches and break down what needs to happen for them to make a tournament run. All of that coming up next here on Chasing the Cup. Season tickets for the 2020 football season are on sale now. Secure your seats today and ensure you have the best view as the Cats look to claim a Southland Conference title. The Bearcats will play 5 games at Bauer Stadium this season, and as always, your season ticket will guarantee your spot at the Battle of the Piney Woods. You won't want to miss the action at NRG Stadium as the Bearcats look to make it 10 straight wins over SFA. To purchase your tickets, log on to GoBearcats.com/tickets or call the Athletic Ticket Office at 936-294-1729, and we will see you at Bauer Stadium this fall. Eat 'em up, Cats! Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. Jason Barfield here, and we're joined now by men's basketball coach Jason Hooten. We're on the eve of the Southland Conference basketball tournament. You're going in as the number 4 seed, and coach, we just had the all-conference teams released, so you kind of got all of that postseason stuff getting started. Just kind of from your standpoint, where are you guys right now as a team as you're heading into this tournament?
Well, I mean, this is always an exciting time of the year. I think we take for granted the fact that I believe this is our 18th year in a row that we've gone to the postseason tournament, and it's exciting, and the guys are fired up and, you know, ready to go. We had a tough schedule, not to make any excuses by all means. We had our share of ups and downs this conference season, but we were the only team in the Southland Conference to play 3 in a row on the road 3 times in the season, and obviously the last 3 were tough ones at Abilene and at Corpus and at SFA, probably 3 teams that are playing the best in our league right now. And so, you know, we've been battle tested, road tested, so to speak. And I think that now that we're into a new season, we talk about 3 seasons: your preseason, your conference season, and your postseason. And we're in our 3rd season now, and I believe our guys are excited and ready and looking forward to Katy.
You know, I think before we start talking about Katy, we'll talk about your team a little bit. And you finished the year tied for 4th with Northwestern State. The league coach has certainly thought a lot of your team, awarding Zach Nuttall and Kai Mitchell with first team selections. Just as a coach, when you see something like that, what does that mean to you?
Well, you're happy for those kids. I mean, they worked hard. Kai had a great year last year, being newcomer of the year. And, and he asserted himself as a go-to player on our team. And I think that, the numbers spoke for themselves. He, was a big part of our success this year, and a guy that, again, we could go to and turn to. And then, obviously what Zach has done as a sophomore, being able to put up the incredible offensive numbers that he has. And I think the thing that caught everyone's eye was the fact that he shot such a high percentage, not that he took shots, but that he made them. He was efficient. And, that efficiency goes a long ways when you start looking at voting. And again, we finished 4th. I mean, our league, I say this all the time, but I think our league is one of the most underrated leagues in the country, and probably because of media stuff, doesn't get quite as much national coverage as it should. And our league was good this year. You look at the end of the year, and a team like Houston Baptist didn't make the tournament in Southeastern, but those two teams were beating teams that were up in the top of the league, and kind of messing up the standings. But to finish 8th, I think Corpus finished 8th, and they're playing as good right now, I would say right now, as anyone in our league. I was speaking with Kyle Keller the other night before our game, and, you know, we both agreed. I think Corpus right now is playing as good as anyone. So, and then Chad Bowie getting defensive team. I was really happy for Chad. You know, that award to me goes to a person who is tough, who takes on that challenge of guarding the best player on the other team every night. And it sometimes goes unnoticed.
And that's a category that's historically can be tough to vote on, because there's not numbers you can look at in a box score. You know, it has to be from, you know, what you see on tape of these guys and what they do on the floor. And Chad's a guy who you routinely put out there against the best player and say, shut him down. And time in and time out, he's done that.
Yeah, respectfully, I agree with you as far as just, you know, those are things that I think coaches see. You see that, right? You feel that when you play a team, and you know, okay, tonight our best player, you know, we got to run something for him, but he's going to have this Bowie kid on him. So, I was really, really happy for Chad. And, you know, I think sometimes, again, those kind of rewards, you know, whether it be a sixth man of year award or whatever in the NBA, I just think sometimes those go unnoticed and people don't give the respect to them as they do those two guys that made first team all conference. So, you know, the little things are what make a big difference. They're what make your team what they are. And, you know, Chad's been a big part of that this year. He's had a good senior year and a good career here at Sam Houston. And hopefully for these guys, these three seniors, you know, we can go to Katy and play well for three nights.
When you look at just the trip down to Katy, obviously still have in the back of your mind the sting of last year going in as a one seed and then losing in that first game. How much for the guys who are back do you think that's in the back of their mind, that they want to kind of overcome that?
Yeah, I believe it plays a big role in that and in the back of their mind. But I also feel that you have that sense of, we've been here before. Like, we know what this locker room feels like. We know what that gym and that those rims, they feel like in the background when you shoot, and what the crowd's going to be like, and, you know, in the floor, and how are the officials going to call. And, you know, I think when you take a team back, you have that was there, some of those guys the year before, they have that feeling of all those things that are important. Those things are important to win a game. So, you know, I believe that our guys have probably washed the memory out of last year and, that part where you feel like you didn't quite get it done, you failed a little bit. I think it's a new year and it's a new group. You know, there's not the Cams and the Marcuses and the Alberts and the Joshes. I mean, this is a different group. They've had their own identity and a different type of team, and they've done it a different way, obviously, than that team did last year. But from day one, Jason, we talked about, you know, this is tough. This is sad to say, and it's tough, but we won a championship last year. And because we didn't win the tournament and go to the NCAA tournament, me personally as a coach felt like I failed. And that's not fair to kids, right? Because they shouldn't feel that way. At the end of the day, we won a championship. We won 21 games or whatever and had a heck of a year. And one of the better teams that we've probably had here at Sam Houston State in my tenure, at least, and maybe even in my overall career as an assistant. But that is, it's what it is. You know, when you're in a one-bid league, that's what it is. And I think that if SFA ended up not making it and getting beat in the tournament and they didn't get a bid to the NCAA, they would feel the same way. And so what we tried to do, Jason, from the beginning of the year is just say, look, let's take it one day at a time, but let's know that our ultimate goal is to get to Katy, and we got to try to win that thing. And getting a bye helps you. Obviously, a double bye is a little better, but we did the double bye thing last year and it didn't work, so maybe the bye thing will.
When you look at the matchup, you're going to face either Northwestern State or Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Just talk about those two teams individually and just kind of what sort of challenges they present for you guys.
Well, they're both really good teams. You know, we were very blessed to play Northwestern one time and play them at home, and it was the opener, you know, and everybody's a little more fired up for your opener than normal. And so I thought we got them at a good time, you know, before Christmas. Obviously, they got better throughout the year, and they're playing really good right now. They went to Central Arkansas the last game of the season, had to win, and won by 15 and scored 100 points. So I watched a little bit of them last night, and I think they're playing good right now. Have a Hall of Fame coach, and you know, it's been a couple of years since Northwestern's been in the tournament, so I know those kids are going to be excited. I know coach is happy and well deserved to be back. and it'll be a tough game. It'll be tough to beat them if that is our opponent. And then, you know, Corpus Christi's pretty fresh. We played them last week. I got a good feel for them. You know, they beat us down at their place, 11, 12, 10, and, you know, in a good game. But they were definitely the better team that night, and we'll have to do some things differently, Jason, than we did last time, and we'll have to play better in order to beat Corpus Christi if they're the ones that we have to play. I think at this time of the year, you don't really choose one or the other. I think you just try to get ready for both teams. We started yesterday on scouts for both. We'll continue that today, and then we'll finish that up tomorrow, and then we'll get there and let the guys and ourselves and our staff watch that game tomorrow night.
I was about to ask, what's the preparation like when you don't know your opponent and you're only going to have really 24 hours to know definitively who you're playing?
Yeah, it's hard. You just try to be prepared, though. You know, and what I like to do, and we've done the last couple of years, is just take three or four of their favorite things they like to do, and you mix it into your practice. And yesterday we guarded each team's three or four best things and did it live, and our guys kind of got to go up and down against that, and then we can work on our stuff in the meantime. You know, at this time of the year, we're practicing an hour and a half, and that's with the scouts and everything at the most. So that's what you do, and then, you know, I think that's the best way to do it. Today we'll go over their personnel. We'll talk about their players and their strengths and weaknesses on both groups. And then we'll leave tomorrow afternoon after practice. Raven will go in the morning, and we'll probably go around noon, try to get done around 1:30 and pull out about 2, get down and check in the hotel, and then get over to Katy to watch the game around 4:45.
If you win that game, turn around the next night, and there's SFA waiting. Have faced them twice this year. They've got you twice. What do you take away from those two games in a short turnaround setting that you can maybe use in Katy?
Well, if we do play them, it'll be less than a week since we've played them. You know, I don't want to look too far ahead, but you did ask the question, so, you know, I'm going to have to give you the answer. But I think taking it away is we've had two stretches in both games that we've played them where the game has slipped away from us. You know, the other night with about 10 minutes to go, I think something like that. No, it's probably a little more than that, maybe 15 minutes to go. We were up 5, and then we went 9 minutes without scoring, and their lead, you know, ballooned to 12, I think 18-0 run or something like that. And then at our place, I believe we led for about 36 minutes, 37 minutes, and then there was a stretch there where they hit a 3, you know, and maybe a steal and a turnover, and it slipped away from us a little bit. So you got to try to figure out somewhere in there how to avoid those stretches. Got to avoid that stretch, and you got to avoid, you know, that drought of scoring. And we've had a hard time here lately scoring, a couple of injuries, and then we just haven't moved the ball and done the things that we've needed to do in order to score points. And we haven't shot well. You know, we're a team that early in the year we were built on three-point shooting, and we haven't shot the three real well. A lot of that is just that we haven't, and another part of that is what teams are trying to do to us. And we've got to, you know, we've tried to make a few changes, and we just got to continue to improve. And you know how it is, Jason. I mean, you've been here, and you've been doing this for a long time. When you get to Katy, you got to have a lot of things go right. You got to play well, but you also have to have some luck, and you got to make some shots, and you got to get some timely stops, and you got to have some luck go on your side as well.
When you look at the Southland Conference this year, I mean, obviously SFA kind of ran away with the regular season 19-1, but then you've got Nichols 15-5, Abilene 15-5, and then you guys at Northwestern 11-9, Lamar, McNeese, Corpus, all 10-10, but they all feel like teams that can make a run. And this doesn't feel like a 1, 2, or 3 kind of league this year that, you know, you talked about Corpus. They're the 8 seed, and they're playing really well right now. This feels like the kind of year that it could get interesting down there.
It could, and I think that the best way to look at that is if you go down in the country, however many conferences there are, first of all, we have 13 teams and we only take 8 to the tournament. It's the least amount taken with the most teams in the country. All right. Second of all, I guarantee you that the teams, if you finished 8th, you wouldn't be 10-10. I mean, there's not a lot of teams that are going to get in their tournament that actually won 10 games. And so that, I think, speaks volumes. And then the other thing, as good as SFA is and as great a year as they've had, I, you know, they've beaten some teams pretty bad, but I think for the most part, I mean, Corpus won there, and we've played them pretty close twice. And so I do think that competitively, our league from top to bottom, as you said, has been as good as it's ever been. And it's interesting that this is the first year that we went to 20 conference games, and yet it's also the first year that we've been this competitive from top to bottom.
All right, we'll wrap things up. Thursday night, 5 o'clock game. These next couple of days, what are you doing really with the team to just kind of keep them focused one game at a time and start that tournament mindset?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just talking and, you know, understanding, you know, where we're at, what we need to do, where we're going. And, you know, you have to worry about the teams that you're playing, but I think it's important at this time of the year that you worry about yourself also. You know, we've got to get ourselves right, our minds right, understanding how hard and how difficult this is going to be. You know, we have three seniors, you know, a lot of guys, again, that have seen this. They've been here before, and they know what's at stake, and they know what it takes. You know, you do little things. I mean, we've got a nice video that we put together for the season. With a little music, you know, it's probably not choreographed as much nice as Jason Barfield would have done it, but the guys like that. You know, that gives them a little pizzazz. And then we're going to do something different this year than we've ever done. I had our graduate assistant go back, and we're going to put a clip tape together of Katie and the 10 years or 16 years. Actually, it wouldn't be 16, but the 10 years. 9 years is me being a head coach, and then the last year I was an assistant when we won it. And we're going to put a tape together with all the good things that we had happen in Katy and let the guys watch that about 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm excited about watching that because, you know, you forget, you know, those times and some of those teams that we've had that were down there. And then obviously that feeling that we had in 2010 when we won it. So we're going to put that stuff together and let them watch it a little bit. But, you know, you just go through, you know, your regular routine, just trying to get yourself prepared. And again, you know, making sure that we're ready. And we've got, you know, all the things in that we need to get in. You stick a few new plays in. I mean, everybody kind of does that at this time of the year. And, you know, just, you know, again, get ready to go.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you joining us. Once again, good luck down there this week. And, you know, hopefully we can talk some more basketball next week.
All right. Thanks for having me. And this is your studio is unbelievable. And this new equipment is amazing. Feels like I'm talking in a I don't know, high-tech place, man.
Well, we like it, definitely. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Raven Justice here on Chasing the Cup.
The countdown to Katy has begun. The Southland Conference Basketball Tournament at the Merrill Center in Katy, Texas. Experience it live as Southland strong teams compete for a tournament title and a chance to go to the dance. It's affordable family fun and great college hoops action. Tickets for the Southland Conference Basketball Tournament are on sale through school ticket offices and Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back to Chasing the Cup. I'm joined now by Raven Justice and Coach. Southland Conference Tournament Week. Just from you guys' standpoint, what goes through kind of these days leading up to the tournament for you guys?
You know, the biggest thing is it's a privilege to be playing in March. So that's the first thing we try to make our kids understand. Like, it's a privilege to be playing right now. A lot of teams didn't make it to the conference tournament, or, you know, they don't have any postseason dreams. So our biggest thought process right now is it's a new season, it's a new day. And we're grateful to be there, but we're excited to play basketball.
For your returning players who went through this last year, and obviously that was a sting the way it ended for you guys, how much does that sit in the back of the mind as you get down and try this again?
You know, I think that for those returners, with it being their first time there, I think they're hungry, you know, and I think that it gives us a lot of fight due to the fact that it didn't end how we wanted it to end, you know. And even though we was just getting started last year, you know, somebody sucker punched us, and so now we get to get up, we have another day to fight. So I think they're hungry and ready to play.
Let's look at the matchup. You're going to sit and wait on the winner of New Orleans and is it Southeastern Louisiana?
Yes.
So how do you approach this when you're preparing for two teams and you're not going to know until 24 hours out?
You try to focus on yourself. That's the biggest thing. We just try to focus on some things that we can be better at. try to keep the things intact that we do well and try to make some small corrections before that. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, like you just said, we don't know who we're going to play. We just need to be ready to play.
How do you approach that? Do you take the team? Do you let them go watch the game? Do you just do it as a staff? What's the plan here?
No, you let them go watch so that they have that idea of, hey, you know, this is what they're doing. You know, this is how they did last game. So, yeah, we definitely give them a view of the game, of the players and the team that they're going to play. But we definitely try to make them understand as the game goes on, hey, it doesn't matter who we play. We got to just show up and play. But you're right. It does kind of play some mind games with the kids. And, you know, we just want them to think, I don't want to play this team. I want to play that team. So we just try to keep that out of it.
From the coaching staff standpoint, what do you take away from last year's tournament experience that maybe either you like that you did or maybe that you're changing this time around?
You know, I like that, you know, it was our first time being there because it gave us a foundation. You know, what I didn't like is, like you said, it didn't end how we wanted to. But I think the theme now is we were better prepared going there, if that makes sense. So I think that those returners have an idea of what it's like to play on the big stage.
I think from you guys' standpoint also, when you look at this tournament and the way that it's set up, you know, your potential future opponents, you once you're out of that first round game, it's all teams that you've seen recently. You've got Corpus, Abilene Christian, SFA, they're all teams that you've seen here in the last week and a half of the season, so that should still be fresh in the players' minds.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. It's like we tell our kids, you know, you just want to survive in advance. Because once, as long as you keep advancing, it becomes familiar. It feels like season. And so, you know, playing teams that we just played, Stephen and Falston a week ago, not even a week, well, 4 days ago, then Corpus a week ago, Abilene 13 days ago. So it's pretty much fresh to us. So you're absolutely right. It becomes more familiar as far as you go in bracket play.
What do you think may separate this year's team from the team that played last year?
I think experience. I didn't think that, you know, nobody on the team besides Lachey Haynes had postseason experience last year. She was the only one that's been to a conference tournament consecutively. She's the only person that's played like in a postseason play. So I think the experience will help us a lot this year.
And then speaking of that experience in bringing in somebody new, somebody who hadn't been through the process, but Faith Cook, how much do you think she kind of changes the dynamic of this team this time around that you didn't have last year?
I think the biggest thing about Faith is, like you said, her experience, but her knowledge and her ability. I think that me and you both know that special players make special plays. And with her being that type of player, I think that she'll give us that burst of energy that we need that I thought that we didn't have last year. You know, I thought that, you know, when things didn't go well, we didn't have that one more person that can be the X factor for her. But I think we definitely have that this year.
This just feels like her kind of stage, doesn't it?
Yes. She's definitely the kid that wants the ball with the last second shot or with the clock shot running out. She definitely wants that responsibility, and she shows up for it. I mean, she's had a couple of games where she's hit the big threes here, hit them on the road. So I think that she's somebody that I definitely know understands where she's going. She's going into this conference tournament.
You're in a situation where you have to win 3 games in 3 days to win the tournament. What sort of challenges does that present?
You know, the biggest thing is the focus. I think that it's really hard for basketball team because you want to think about the next game, the next opponent, you know, the next day. It's the focus part of, you know, being mentally tough and just understand that you got to be where your feet are at that moment and just trying to focus on day one and then try to focus on the next day. So I think focus is what separates and it makes teams really good in conference tournament.
What do you do as a staff to help maybe try to control the emotions?
You try to keep it as normal as possible because right now, you're right, they're seeing these accolades out there. They're seeing conference tournament stuff. It's easy to get caught up in the hype. What we do is we just try to keep practice as regular as practice has been. Prep is as easy as prep has been. We just try to keep it as normal as possible leading up into the tournament.
Speaking of normal, one of the things that's not normal that you guys will have to contend with, 11 a.m. start time. So you're moving to the morning. How does that shift your day around?
We've practiced the last 2 days at that time. Just trying to get their bodies, like you said, used to that practice time, used to that game time. And also we're trying to do things in the morning and giving them the rest of the day off so we can train our minds to say, hey, we got to get up and go to work in the morning. You get the rest of the day off. So that's what we try to do to help in that situation a little bit.
All right. We'll wrap it up. But looking at this tournament, for you guys to be successful, what has to happen?
For us to be successful, we got to shoot the ball really well. You got to shoot the ball really well. You're at a time in the season where Big plays are made down the stretch with shots going in. So you have to shoot the ball really well to be successful.
All right, Friday morning, 11 a.m., winner of New Orleans and Southeastern Louisiana. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you so much.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of Chasing the Cup as we took a look at the Southland Conference Tournament down in Katy. Remember, the men will be in action 5 o'clock on Thursday down at the Merrill Center, followed by the women Friday, 11 a.m. We will have complete coverage of the tournament for both teams on GoBearCats.com, and then we'll be back next time here on Chasing the Cup. If you like what you're hearing from us this year, be sure to rate and review the show. If you aren't subscribing, you can do so on Apple, Google, and Spotify.
Chasing the Cup is recorded in the Bearcat Sports Network studios in the new Wood Forest Athletic Center. This week's episode was written and produced by Jason Barfield. Broadcast calls are courtesy ESPN. The songs Hot Shot and Clear Progress are courtesy ScottHolmesMusic.com. This has been a presentation of the Bearcat Sports Network.